very sharp. We'd put in inductance on the output circuit of the magnetron to pull the pulse down quickly, and we put a damping diode on that to prevent it ringing. Then in, I guess it was about the 1st of June, we decided that we'd gone far enough that this set should be taken over to England to demonstrate what we had been able to do here. So the equipment was packed up, and I took it up to Montreal, and then we flew over to England with it. And in the meantime, Dr. Corson flew over, I guess, on another flight. I know he joined me over there anyway, and we set the equipment up in a lab there at Worth Matravers, which is near Swanage. And we found that they had a little better first stage for their IF amplifier, and so we had time to build that extra stage on to improve the performance of our set before we reinstalled it in the aircraft, which had come across on the deck of a ship and had to be reassembled and get the wings back on it, etc., after it got there. And then we had flight trials out of Christchurch Airport, I believe it was. And we demonstrated it to various people from the Royal Air Force and research people, of course. So we came back in September of 41, and we were getting ready to make an installation of the equipment that was being built to this design by Western Electric. And it was to go in a British bullfighter. And it was, a bullfighter had been brought over so that we could make the installation. That was where we stood when Pearl Harbor attack occurred, and of course everything changed. That project was dropped. I was recalled to Ottawa. And after that, I went to work on loan to the Royal Canadian Air Force, where I became the resident engineer at Research Enterprises in Toronto, where the Canadian government was manufacturing radar equipment to the basically to the British design, initially the ASV equipment, and also a gun laying equipment somewhat similar in performance to the, I think it was the 584.
SCR-584.
Yes, but this was equipment that used two separate antennas, one for transmitting and one for receiving, and they had operators who maintained the direction, one operator for vertical and the other for horizontal direction. And it gave, I would imagine, about the same sort of performance as they had with the 584. I know they said that with that equipment, this was the GL-3C, I think they called it, and they said that without radar, it took about 2,000 shells to bring an enemy plane down. And with radar, they could do it with about 8 or 10. And I know that they built about 660, I think, of those GL-3Cs and shipped them over to Britain and, I guess, to the continent.